This is Eleanor White with a Mind Control Minute titled, What Are the External Symptoms of Mind Control? The psychoelectronic type of mind control I'm describing here is the covert, around-the-clock harassment of innocent citizens living in their homes and communities, and is currently worldwide in scope. This harassment has been developed and refined, starting with historical mind control programs like MKUltra, in which victims were imprisoned and tortured, and COINTELPRO, in which victims were stalked, had homes and offices broken into and trashed, and reputations ruined. Advanced electronics now makes it possible to manipulate the minds and bodies of targeted citizens silently, undetectably, and through even the best electromagnetic shielding. The current-day mind control program has been carefully engineered so that if the target complains, their own words will instantly cause them to be labeled as mentally ill. The thefts and sabotage are always of monetary value just low enough that the police will either not investigate or may even recommend psychiatric help. The skill of the people who create these harassment incidents is astonishingly high. The external mind control symptoms go hand in hand with the mind-body symptoms to totally destroy the targeted person's ability to earn a living, maintain good relationships, or simply enjoy anything about being alive. These external symptoms are designed to look like life's normal bad breaks, and the perpetrators succeed very well in this. They have clearly been designed by the best psychologists on the planet. The external symptoms of current-day mind control include noisy telephones and many wrong number calls, frequent movement of household and workplace items so that the target knows this has been done by an intruder but cannot prove it. Skewing of furniture and bedding is common. Sabotage of possessions at home, in the car, and at work, so they become useless far sooner than their normal life. Some appliances will remain non-functional for weeks or months, then suddenly fix themselves. Ongoing theft of small dollar value possessions, sometimes with the item being returned to where it was stolen from. Theft of personal papers and records, particularly those which the target doesn't access often. Sabotage of tools and work in progress at the workplace. Computers at home and the workplace are chronically erratic and don't work as designed. Emails and postal mail are blocked or delayed. Tradesmen frequently arrive late, have to be pushed to accomplish their work, make far more noise than necessary, make a terrible mess, break something else, botch their job, and overcharge. The targeted person finds stores always crowded. The targeted person often finds their car blocked by other vehicles. The targeted person often finds the product they like out of stock. Instances of being blocked while walking or driving are far, far above what statistics would allow. Neighbors turn inexplicably noisy or unfriendly at inconvenient times, such as meal or bedtime, and especially while trying to nap. Remember, please, listener, these are only some of the external symptoms. There are many mind-body symptoms, too, covered in another Mind Control Minute. This is Eleanor White reporting.